Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think we'll go right to our guest here
because
he's from Forbes magazine and he's also the SID at a terrific
Rosemont
school.
Rosemont College, and he's writing for Philly Voice now.
He's doing everything. Yeah. His name is Kevin Cootey, and he's man for all seasons. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Angelo. How are you?
All right, Kevin. Did you find the comments made by the Sixer officials yesterday believable?
No, I didn't find them believable at all.
All right, here's
the main reason, okay? And there's a clip during that press conference of Josh Harris saying, well, why would we respond to inaccurate facts was the exact line,
okay?
The reason you respond to inaccurate facts, if you are really hell-bent that you're keeping Brett Brown, okay, some point in the Toronto series, you've made up your mind, you're keeping Brett Brown, you've informed Brett Brown. And then the Mark Stein story comes out in the New York Times on Friday, okay? Why don't you put the speculation to rest right there?
Yeah.
If you're keeping them, just say it. It's because of the fact that you weren't convinced that you were keeping them. That's why you let it linger. If you're any organization and you know what you're doing and it's going to be a certain way, you don't let it linger. And the fact is they didn't know what they were doing in my mind. And that's fine that they kept Brett Brown. I know you don't like it. You can disagree on it. But at least be honest with the mindset that you have of this is where we're going.
100% perfectly analyzed. Now the question is, why wouldn't you be honest? Just to give me a good reason why every seat was sold the whole year. These fans love your team. They love what you've done. They love Embiid. Why can't you be honest with them?
Because Josh Harris, I believe, okay, goes the way the wind blows. This is how this organization
in a helicopter.
Run.
Yep.
Yeah. This is the way this organization has been run, okay? They start with the process and they get so far, and then they get a little pushback and say what you want. The first sign of pushback from Adam Silver, Josh Harris fires Sam Hinkie. Okay?
Yep, true.
Then you know, he waits last year on Brian Colangelo, okay, to the point where it handcuffs them going in, and then waits on a GM to the point where it goes after free agency and they couldn't land anybody, which then forces them into this panic mode, which is go get Butler, go get Harris, go mortgage everything for this year, when they were probably not ready with Ben Simmons to do this. I just think that the way that this organization has been run has been without any kind of sense of direction, and that is completely on the owner.
All right. So you have just heard a beautiful word picture of owner ineptitude. Now, here's the next thing I need you to read for me, Kev. Does Brett Brown, he was so defiant yesterday. Does he believe he was never in jeopardy?
I think he realizes, look, I think that's a guy, okay? And again, Ange, you and I disagree about whether Brown should have been fired or not.
Okay.
I'm okay with bringing Brown back, but that sounds to me like a guy who knows that even if he got fired here, he would have found something else.
Mm.
He's confident in his ability to be a head coach in the NBA. And he, you know, look, he does have back-to-back 50-win seasons. That's the reason a coach would feel like that. And he has to know that, again, even if he got fired, he would have gotten a job somewhere else. So that does make you feel, you know, like that you're almost bulletproof.
Okay, that's a great way to look at it. All right, one other thing I need to know. Now we understand that at least at the executive level, it's status quo. Can that lead to improvement, or are we going to be doomed for the same cycle now that we just witnessed twice?
I think that the key is what – look, at this point with the executives, they're not going to have – I mean, yeah, they're going to have to re-sign Butler. They're going to have to make a decision on Harris. I'm not necessarily sold I would bring Harris back. The question's going to all center on two things. Can Joel Embiid get himself in shape that he's ready to play next year in April and May at a high level? And can Ben Simmons decide that he wants to develop a jump shot? I think Embiid, you know, you look at Embiid's reaction after the game on Sunday night. I think that if I was a Sixers fan, I would feel good that Embiid probably learned something this playoff. And I think he realizes now that he has to do things a little bit differently if he's going to take that next step. I don't know on Simmons. I really, like, to me, I think that some of the standoffishness, and John can tell this better than I could, the standoffishness about any question that involved his jump shot from Howard, from a couple other people in the press down at the press conference on Monday, that to me would be an alarming, alarming thing if I was a Sixer fan moving forward.
And Kevin's absolutely right, yep. And it's the most alarming thing of all, because if you're in a win-now mode, he's going to hurt you if he decides he thinks his game is good the way it is.
And they've already said, old pal Liam, his brother, will be back again.
It's very problematic.
Let me move you to baseball, another sport you are amazing at, Kevin Cootey. Bryce Harper struck it out at an insane level. 221. He's on a pace for 221 this year. He's way above any other year in just making contact with the ball. You watch this stuff, Kevin. What's going on?
I think he's pressing. I think that's pretty clear. I don't know. You know, it was funny. I was doing that for Philly Voice for today. I was doing a Harper story. And if you look at his overall numbers, he has a natural dip in May. If you look at his numbers in his career, that he usually gets off to a really good start, then has a dip in May. In that sense, that this year is not any different. The strikeout numbers, you know, Angelo, I think it's a matter of trying to maybe impress some people too much, maybe feeling like with the big contract he has to carry a little bit extra load, you know, trying to force some things. This is not the type of lineup he has to do that with, and that's what's kind of bizarre. I think that, you know, they've played a lot of home games. I think, yeah, they're going to go on the road for like 16 and the next 19 after Sunday. I think he'll get himself together. I'm not worried about Bryce Harper.
Okay.
Not producing in the long term. It's a frustrating thing to see right now. I think he'll cut back at some point and just relax and play.
Tell you this, though. He's got a great glove, doesn't he, Kev?
You know, and that's actually one of the bigger surprises. Yeah, last year in right field for the Nationals, Bryce Harper was awful. I mean, he took bad routes. Yeah. He really had trouble getting to a lot of balls. Last night, those back-to-back plays really gave energy on a night when gave the ballpark a little bit of energy on the night when the offense flatlined for most of it.
Absolutely. Finally, Kevin, I would only ask you this because you do all the sports. What's the best team in our city of the four pro sports right now?
It's the Eagles.
Yeah.
It's the Eagles are the one that are the closest to getting to that level. The Phillies and Sixers are probably on the same level.
Yeah.
And the Flyers are like, you know, somewhere like, you know, 10th, I think. You could probably take like the Catholic League champion put the Flyers ahead of them at this point.
Right. And I would say above all of them right now is Gritty. Al, he has been invited to Saturday Night Live. He got another award yesterday. Gritty is leading the city right now with the Eagles right next to him. It's a beautiful thing. Kevin Cootey, now at PhillyVoice.com as well. Kevin, you're a genius, my friend. Thank you, pal.
Thanks, Angelo.
Great analysis, Al. He looked at everything.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.